Why, hello, time travelers. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. Merry, merry Christmas Eve. My name is Chris Earle. I'm going to be here with you for all Christmas Eve, or at least until 7 p.m. or so. I'm going to be doing the Chris Earle's Christmas Eve Spectacular Show. I've got some requests that people have given me. I've put together a nice little list. And if you want to chat with me, I'll be on the entire day into the evening here at WMFO.org, DJ Chat. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So let me catch my breath, and I'll start you off with the Christmas Eve Spectacular Show here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio, and Merry Christmas from Chris Earle and everyone here at WMFO in Medford.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Christmas is you.
All right, let's start the show.
Why, guess who's coming? You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a Toyland town all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gay things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and apostles. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June. Ow! Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we're trying to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like Peppermint Creams and Chocolate Drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't
we? Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running out of my time and people are telling me to stop.
Stop shouting those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund eben. Da den Christbund ist er schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people a merry, happy. Go on, for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Sing as Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frieda Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frieda!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frieda for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say,
Brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
No grain day, had a very shiny nose, when everybody told him,
keep oh, yeah. Oh, Mickey Rudolph, the red-nosed negro, had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, that's from 1963. That is the Beatles with their Christmas message to their fans from 1963. I'm going to be playing all the Beatles records for you, one an hour, over the next 7 hours here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show I normally do is the Chris Earle Show on Friday nights. I've also done Time Travel and What Is This and a bunch of other shows in the past here on WMFO. Since 2007, I have been here. And in the past, I used to do some Christmas Eve extended shows and some Christmas Day extended shows, so I managed to work with the people here at WMFO and be able to get a little extra time here today to do a nice block of Christmas music for you and some stuff that you may not have heard before. We started out with Santa Claus is Coming to Town from the very first Christmas record that I ever had, called First Christmas Record for Children. And there's stuff in there from like 1935 up until like the mid-50s on there. So we'll be listening to a cut from that each hour. We'll be listening to the Beatles' Christmas messages, as I said. And also we will be listening to this album from my new friend, Mike Gerard from The Fools. I met him earlier this year. I've met him a number of times over the years, and I've followed his band for a long time. And I asked him to do a liner for me, and he did one here, and I said, you know what, I'm going to be playing The Fools for you. I'll do a nice block for you here on Christmas. So I'll be playing stuff from the Christmas Tunes album from The Fools. The first one is I Shot Santa in My Underwear. WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. Welcome to the Christmas Eve Spectacular. More news to come.
Hi, this is Mike Gerard of The Fools, and you're listening to Chris Earle on WMFO 91.5 FM. Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. And don't forget, keep laughing and keep rocking.
You could say that I should have known better, but looking back, it's easy to point blame. And I don't look like a genius in this story, but I'll tell you the story just the same. I was upstairs watching Magnum on the TV. I had a chicken sandwich in my lap when I heard somebody walking downstairs in the parlor. I said to myself, what's this crap? I went downstairs to see what was the matter. A 38 revolver in my hand. And as I reached the bottom step, I saw him. Glad I knew, and then he pulled me close to hear his last words.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. Welcome to the Christmas Eve Spectacular Show. Got a little rock and roll in here for you. Got some great stuff coming up. Stick around, WMFO in Medford. Merry Christmas. There's the Bangles, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris Earle's Christmas Eve Spectacular Show. I'm going to be doing a song from this album, from Phil Spector's album, A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector. It's got great Motown songs on there. I'm going to start you off with the Ronettes with Frosty the Snowman. And then coming up after that is songs by The Killers, also one an hour. We will be doing that up until 7 p.m. for you. A Great Big Sled after Frosty the Snowman. Welcome to the Christmas Eve Spectacular on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Merry Christmas. Here we go.
The children know. Wish you Merry Christmas.
Can't do that.
All right, there's the first of many killer songs that we're going to be hearing. I'm not going to be doing all the killer songs, but I'll be doing most of them here up until 7 p.m. here on the Christmas Eve Spectacular Showcase with Chris Earle. And I am Chris Earle, of course. What we're also going to do once an hour is Jesus is the reason for the season. So we will be playing a song about Jesus once an hour. And I'm going to start you off with my friend, Richard Cheese.
It's Jesus' birthday. What a great day. Everyone say happy birthday. Hey! Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
Yes, put me to the test. Things in your chest you need to confess. Yes, we deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
All right, boys.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayer. Someone who's there. Your own personal Jesus.
All right. So we're going to be doing that once an hour, a song about Jesus. A song about Jesus once an hour. And we'll also be doing a song by me once an hour. So over the years, I've done a number of parodies and things like that. I've done a number of Christmas parodies and regular parodies. And a couple of my favorites are coming up in the next few hours here. So I hope you enjoy this. The first one, Moves Like Santa, by yours truly from 2013.
This is Dr. Demento, and you are listening to Chris Earle on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio. Don't forget to stay demented.
Beard. It's so snow white, up and away. My reindeer will neigh. I love the sleigh. Your brother got cold, 'cause he hated. How about some cocoa? I just made it. We're now on the grid. I love this gig. Just put on your mitts. And it goes like this. Sit on my lap, I'll know you. Naughty or nice, I'll still show you all the moves like Santa. I've got the moves like Santa. I've got the ho 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 like Santa. Poland, Greece, United States, Peru. Good girls and boys will fly for you with the moves like Santa. We got the moves like Santa. We've got the ho 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 like Santa. Spike's backyard. He got a bike, a little race car, and a light bright. Hey, check out his tree. Do you have to pee? Back up the chimney. Ho! So back in the sleigh, we will ride it. A trip to your aunt. She's so polite, I got her some beer. She loves Christmas cheer. The skies are so clear.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
And it goes like this. Sit on my lap and I'll know you. You're naughty or nice, I'll still show you all the moves like Santa. We got the moves like Santa. We've got the ho 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 like Santa. I hope that you do not catch flu. Good girls and boys will fly for you with the moves like Santa. We got the moves like Santa. We've got the ho 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 ho. Through the snow, a few more miles, wind whips and blows, only working just one night. I gotta share my secret, I may have to vomit, I got a sickness. We're Midwestern, Chicago's nice, Santa says Mrs. Claus is only vice. How does Santa do it? I feel like a princess.
Ho, ho, ho!
And it goes like this. Sit on my lap and I'll know you. If you're naughty or nice, we'll still show you all the moves like Santa. We have the moves like Santa. We have the ho 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 like Santa. A bowl of jelly cakes for you. Good girls and boys will fly for you. We have the moves like Santa. We have the moves like Santa. We've got the ho 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 ho. Santa. Ho! Merry Christmas.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Hey, everybody. It's Chris Earle. It's the Christmas Eve Spectacular Show. Moves Like Santa by me. The volume was a little low on that one, so I apologize for that. So hopefully you were able to hear it and enjoy it. If not, that's all right. I have some other parodies coming up for you. This is part of being a live DJ. You have to deal with things like that, with volume and thing. But anyway, going to be here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. It is Christmas Eve. I hope you are enjoying yourself. Maybe you are trimming your tree. Maybe you've got the day off. Maybe you're actually working like me, doing a couple of different jobs here. Worked this morning, doing some work now, going to be working tonight. Plenty to do here, and as you know, time goes by very fast. As I know, time goes by very fast. 2025 was it was an okay year, you know, a lot of ups and downs this year, and like a few downs, but I think my attitude was relatively good to deal with things a little bit better this year, but that's something for the New Year show, I think. Tonight it's about Christmas Eve and Christmas, and the feeling that you get when it's Christmas. It's nice. Usually it's pretty nice, but it seems shorter every single year. You really got to get into the spirit, and hopefully, you know, a few of these songs will get you into the spirit tonight. If not, the entire show here on the Christmas Eve Spectacular with Chris Earle. I'm going to be playing you some traditional stuff, and I'm going to be playing you some sketches along the way, including this one from Saturday Night Live, Glenn Gary, Glenn Christmas, coming up right after this PSA from Alec Baldwin.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
So what's this meeting about?
I don't know. It better be about our tools. My hammer is falling apart in my hands.
Elves can't build with tools like this.
I'll never be done with my toys by Christmas.
Everyone settle down. This is Winter's Breath. He's an elf from the home office.
Can I have your attention for a moment? Because you're talking about what? You're talking about the hammer? Bitching about the quality of your wood? Some pixie you're trying to screw? Let's talk about something important. Put that cocoa down.
What?
Cocoa is for cobblers only. You think I'm screwing around? I am not screwing around. I am here from Kris Kringle. I'm here from the North Pole, and I am on a mission of mercy. Your name is Honeydew?
Yeah?
And you call yourself an elf, you son of a bitch?
Hey, I don't have to listen to this.
You certainly don't, pal, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got 1 week to regain your jobs, starting with tonight's build. Oh, have I got your attention now? Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's toy contest. As you know, first prize is a shiny new toboggan. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a box of candy canes. Third prize is you're fired. Everybody get the picture? You're laughing now? Huh? You got tools. Santa paid good money for those tools. You can't build with the tools you have. You can't build garbage. You are garbage. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
Hey, our tools are weak.
Your tools are weak? The effing tools are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business for 615 years.
Hey, what's your name?
Screw you. That's my name. And you want to know why, mister? Because you rode a hedgehog to work, and I got here on a talking moose. That's my name. Remember, boys and girls, Always, A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be always be cobbling, always be cobbling.
That's incredible.
What's the problem, pal?
Well, I mean, you're such a hero, you're so rich, why are you coming down here and wasting your time with a bunch of bums?
You see this gumdrop? You see this gumdrop? This gumdrop costs more than the mushroom you call a house. You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy, I don't care. Good father, elf you. Go home and play with your kids. You want to work here? Cobble. I can sit here tonight with the tools you got, make myself 15 train sets tonight in 2 hours. Can you? Can you?
No.
Get mad, you sons of bitches, get mad. You know what it takes to be one of Santa's elves? It takes brass balls to be an elf. The tools are out there. Build with the tools, you know? I got no sympathy for you. And you know what you'll be saying? Bunch of losers sitting around the reindeer shed drinking fermented dew out of acorn caps. Oh, yeah. I used to be one of Santa's elves. It's a tough racket. These are the new tools. Whoa. These are the new Glengarry line of power tools. And to you, they're gold, and you don't get them. Why? Because to give them to you is just throwing them away. They're for cobblers. I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it. And to answer your question, pal, I'm here because Santa asked me to be here as a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your elfin ass, because a loser is a loser. Oh. And one more thing. You all get holiday bonuses. It's still Christmas.
Yay! On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies waiting, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies waiting, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies waiting, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 mockingbirds,
birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies waiting, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 mockingbirds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
You're listening to Chris Earle's Christmas Eve Spectacular. That's a little traditional song, The 12 Days of Christmas. I was just thinking, what would my true love want for Christmas in 2025? Probably iPhone, Ozempic, Artillery, Flomax, things like that. Well, it is Hanukkah, as far as I know. Is it still Hanukkah? Is it still Hanukkah? I'm pretty sure it's Hanukkah. Let me just check. Is it Hanukkah? Hey, Siri, is it Hanukkah? Can I ask? Yeah. Oh, let's see. Oh, my phone's always active, it looks like. Hey, Siri, I'm going to stop talking and you tell me, is it Hanukkah? Let's see, the festival lights? Until the 22nd. Nope, it's all over. Guess we missed it. No, we didn't miss it, you know. It just went by. That's all. I wouldn't say miss, because we're going to bring it back right now. Because I have Adam Sandler on my bill here. I had a few Hanukkah songs along the way. Even though it's over, I guess it's, I don't know. I probably should have done my research a little better, but that's all right. It's, let's pretend we'll time travel back a few days from the 12th of December to the 21st of December, because that's when, the 14th to the 22nd. Anyway, it was Hanukkah. That's all you really need to know for this next one, because we're going to play Adam Sandler. Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, bar, get a harmonica. Oh,
this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
All right. So we time travel back a little, go back a couple of days there, and go back to Hanukkah with our Jewish friends. Sunset, December 14th, 2025, to nightfall, 22nd of December, 2025. And I don't know what they do after that. I mean, if you're half Jew, you get Hanukkah and Christmas, which is kind of nice, I guess. But I actually had a friend, Veronica. I walked her to school, second grade. Her parents, I met her parents, and her parents are like, he's a lovely young boy. I'm going to let him walk our girl to school. And then they invited me to Hanukkah. I didn't know what was going on, but I thought it was pretty awesome. I wonder what she's doing now. She's probably got like 7 kids and newly divorced. But she was very nice. I shouldn't say things like that. It's Christmas. It's on his birthday? Can't be saying things like that. Come on. Anyway, we're going to keep it smooth with like X-Lax, and we're going to keep moving. This is like a slow-running train. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Christmas Eve Spectacular Show. And we're starting to see listeners drop in. You know, it's just like, hey, I might as well just tune in. It's not at noon, but I might as well just tune in whenever the hell I want, because that's what 2025 is. You know, it's a series of events. It's a series of things. It's like, unless it happens in 20 seconds and you want to look at it in bed, you know, and you're going to want to watch 100 videos or so, and look for that right one, you know, that you can pass along to your friend. Or you have that person who's newly on TikTok, and then they just passed everything over to you. That's what 2025 is all about. So to be here for a seven-hour show with Chris Earle, man, you're in for the long run, man. I put together a hell of a show, a hell of a show. So far, it's pretty good. I'm going to grade it a B- right now, just because, you know, the volume was down a little bit, and I'm not really up to snuff on my witty banter, since I haven't been in the studio for a couple of weeks. I went to Chicago, which was nice, the Windy City, as they call it. It's just like, you know, Beantown. Like, nobody in Boston calls it Beantown. Nobody in Chicago calls it the Windy City. Like, ah, oh, you jackass, you must be from out of town. But I did some comedy and had a little fun and saw family and did some work. And I'm back here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, in Studio C, live until 7 p.m. Unless Mellow Max decides not to show up for the show, and then I'll do his show. And then I'll stick around right into Christmas Eve. 7 to 9, I'll stick around. But who knows? He took my show back on Wednesday of years ago when I was doing time travel. He ended up doing that spot, and he was behind me, and then he got the other 7 to 9. Anyway, he's pretty good. He'll be here a little bit later. And, hey, it's Chris Earle, and I'm on the DJ chat. If you want to go to the DJ chat, we got a couple of people in there. You can make requests if you want. I got a pretty full show lined up, but I will substitute something for you. That's what we do here on Christmas. It's all about giving. As you know, it's all about giving at Christmas. I'm living because of my giving here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's do a little, did I play Blue Christmas yet, or have I been yakking? I think I've just been yakking away. I haven't played it yet, so here's Blue Christmas. If I did play it, I'm going to play it again. It's Blue Christmas. It's Elvis. I'm going to be doing an Elvis Christmas song every hour until 7 p.m. as well. You see, we got a little bit of a format going today. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it nice to have things to look forward to? Well, you have this. It's Blue Christmas by request. It's WMFO in Medford. Merry Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas au revoir. But I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
You know Dasher, and Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yahoo! Merry Christmas, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. You are listening to the Christmas Eve Spectacular on WMFO in Medford.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again. Long distance relatives, haven't seen them in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kinda missed them. I just don't wanna kiss them, no. And it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again.
And all over town, little kids come get down. And Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Thank you.
down a block. Little kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Merry Christmas time. Come and find you. Happy and nearby. Your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope Mama gets a shopping.